Chaitreya
Sanjaya.
Those who have taken shelter of.
Sutta.
Sutta.
Osuta Goswami.
Osuta Goswami.
Munaya.
Munaya.
Great sages.
Great sages.
Vashamayanaha.
Vashamayanaha.
Absorbed in devotion to the Supreme.
Absorbed in devotion to the Supreme.
Sadhyaha.
Sadhyaha.
At once.
At once.
Nanti.
Nanti.
Sanctified.
Sanctified.
Upashpishtaha.
Upashpishtaha.
Simply by association.
Simply by association.
Swar. Swar. Duni.
Swar. Duniya.
Of the sacred Ganges.
Of the sacred Ganges.
Apa.
Apa.
Water.
Water.
Anusevaya.
Anusevaya.
Bringing into use.
Bringing into use.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace. A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami.
Yeah,
it's
his birthday, huh?
Yeah.
He's 1 year old.
1 year. O Sutta, those great sages who have completely taken shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord can at once sanctify those who come in touch with them, whereas the water of the Ganges can sanctify only after prolonged use. Responsibly. O Sutta.
O Sutta.
Those great sages. Who have completely taken
shelter. Who have completely taken shelter of.
The lotus feet of the Lord.
The lotus feet of the Lord.
Can at once sanctify.
Can at once sanctify.
Those who come in touch with them.
Those who come in touch with them.
Whereas the water of the Ganges.
Whereas the water of the Ganges.
Can sanctify.
Can sanctify.
Only after prolonged use.
Only after prolonged use.
Of course. Pure devotees of the Lord are more powerful than the waters of the sacred river Ganges. One can derive spiritual benefit out of prolonged use of the Ganges water, but one can be sanctified once by the mercy of the pure devotee of the Lord. And the Bhagavad Gita has stated or said that any person, regardless of birth, as sudra, woman, or merchant, can take shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord, and by so doing can return to Godhead. To take shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord means to take shelter of the pure devotees. The pure devotee, whose only business is serving, are honored by the names Prabhupada and Vishnupada, which indicates such devotees to be the representative of the lotus feet of the Lord. Anyone, therefore, who takes shelter of the lotus feet of a pure devotee by accepting the pure devotee as his spiritual master can be at once purified. Such devotees of the Lord are honored equally with the Lord because they are engaged in the most confidential service of the Lord. For they deliver out of the material world the fallen souls whom the Lord wants to return home back to Godhead. Such the pure devotees are better known as vice lords according to revealed scriptures. The sincere disciple of the pure devotee considers the spiritual master equal to the Lord, but always considers himself to be a humble servant of the servant of the Lord. This is the pure devotional path. Om Gyana Timiranda Sya Jalagana Sadakayam Chaksu Smritam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurvena Maha Shri Chaitanya Manamesam Shapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Upakaramaya Dadati Sampadantikam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Adaita Gadata Shri Vasana Gauda Bhakta Vindam. So, here the exalted position of the Mahabhagavat is being described. The Sarasanga, Sarasanga, Sarva. How's it go?
Shastaka. Sarasanga. Sarasanga. Sarasanga.
And the translation?
Even a moment's association with a devotee is one can achieve all perfection, and that is the conclusion of all the shastras.
So even a moment's association. Whereas to get the benefit of the conduct, one has to repeatedly. So why not get the association of the devotees? So we can associate also through book, like sometimes Prabhupada is reading, mentioning in the purport, Narada Muni has kindly agreed to appear here on the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam. So we can, certainly. But still, the Vapu form is has certain advantages. In other words, we can take the dust from the Lord's feet or eat the remnants of the food offered to the pure devotee, like we used to do with Srila Prabhupada. whenever there's opportunity to eat the remnants, especially remnants that he had tasted, then we were very eager to avail ourselves of that mercy. So this is only available in a vahu form. Otherwise, the main, you can say, emphasis is on vani or instruction. If we agree to follow the instruction of the spiritual master, then we're actually, you can say, associating with him in a proper way. This is the most important aspect. So, anybody can do that. Prabhupada said, chant Hare Krishna, be happy, avoid illicit sex, intoxication, gambling immediately. And anybody who takes that order of Srila Prabhupada, then certainly they'll be associated with him, and Prabhupada will reciprocate with them. And in this way, we'll become more and more auspicious. Our future will become very bright. So this is open to everyone. It's not a sectarian thing that only a certain class or Prabhupada's mentioning in the purport, even women can take the Krishna. So it's open to everyone, even children, even some animals. Lord Chaitanya was going through Jarikandapanda forest, and even the animals were reciprocating with him, chewing on the saint's dog. So, the only disqualification is that we're envious. We're envious about the glories of the Lord being broadcast. Maybe we should do another verse. Is that the system? We do two verses? So in the next verse we can read that. Kova bhagavatas tasya punya shloke ya karmanaha surikamo nushu Shrinuya, na Shrinuya, yasya kali, palapaham. Translation. Who is there desiring deliverance from the vices of the age of quarrel, who is not willing to hear the virtuous glories of the Lord?
The age of Kali is the most condemned age due to its quarrelsome teachings. Kali Yuga is so saturated with vicious habits that there is a great fight at the slightest misunderstanding. Those who are engaged in the pure devotional service of the Lord, who are without any desire for self-aggrandizement, and who are freed from the effects of fruit actions and dry philosophical speculations, are capable of getting out of the estrangements of this complicated age. The leaders of the people are very much anxious to live in peace and friendship, but they have no information on the simple method of hearing the glories of the Lord. On the contrary, such leaders are opposed to the propagation of the glories of the Lord. In other words, the foolish leaders want to completely deny the existence of the Lord. In the name of secular state, such leaders are enacting various plans every year. But by the insurmountable intricacies of the material nature of the Lord, all these plans for progress are being constantly frustrated. They have no eyes to see that their attempts at peace and friendship are failing. But here is a hint to get over the hurdle. If we want actual peace, we must open the road to understand the Supreme Lord Krishna and glorify Him for His virtuous activities as they are depicted in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam.
So this is the process. Śrīmad-bhāgavatam Krishna punya śravanam. Just by hearing the glories of the Lord, we are making progress. Otherwise, we're hearing and praising the ordinary man. Bhagavatam mentions how camels, asses, dogs, and what's the other?
Hogs
are praising bigger camels, asses, dogs, and hogs, and they think this is the proper use of their speech. And then when the leaders disappoint them, then they drag them down. Just like now, I don't know if you follow the news, but in Hungary, the Prime Minister was found to be telling lies in order to get elected. So now the people are protesting. We want to remove you. So this is the system. They're glorifying ordinary men, giving them vote, and then they pull them down when they don't satisfy their sense gratification. So the qualification then of the leader is they have to be pure in habit. Otherwise they can't take the position of leader. without being, having that purity. They're simply cheating in the name of being a leader. They themselves are bewildered what to do, what not to do. This is described in the 16th chapter. Demoniac, don't know what to do, what not to do. They're making so many plans, but they're always frustrated, as Prabhupada is pointing out here, in their plan-making attempts. And there's no real progress. They say they think it's progress, but what is the progress? There's no reduced in the quarrel. This is the symptom of the Kali Yuga we're reading, the age of quarrel. Do you think there's less quarreling now between individuals and nations than there was 50 years ago? No, it's just not better. So then where's the progress? The only progress they make is how to increase sense gratification, which just leads to more problems. Just like they have created this internet and wonderful feature we can communicate. Well, what are people using it for? Child pornography. So how does it benefit humanity? They were living simply traveling village to village on a bullock cart. Now we have high-speed trains. Just yesterday there was a report that 25 people were killed in Germany because on a train they had some accident. There was this car. And it was an experimental train. It hadn't even been introduced into it. So they think, oh, this is a great advantage. We can go, how used to say, neck break speed. Why are we going at neck break speed? We're driving in the car, and sometimes the drivers would be driving too fast. Why are we going at neck break speed? So, what is the command? We're going so fast here and here. But still, we're not peaceful. It doesn't make us satisfied. So this is the real goal, that we should become satisfied, and we should have a society, civilization that is satisfied, peaceful. Then we can talk about progress. But we don't see that they've made any peace. Has the world become more peaceful than it was? Can anybody say? Take that side and argue, oh yes, now we are more peaceful. Any atheists out there? Take that position. You're good at taking your side.
Yeah, okay. Well, now we have better hospitals. We can cure more diseases.
Better hospitals, but still 100% of the people are dying.
Yeah,
so what is that better?
Yeah.
You can just prolong their life in agony.
Yeah.
Instead of, Bhagavatam mentions that the trees live for hundreds of years, but Lord Jesus Christ only lived 32 years. So whose life is better? You can prolong their life, but if their living is simply for sense gratification, then what is the advantage there?
Now we have so many comforts, and before there were not so many.
Comfort, but the whole thing is uncomfortable. Because having a body is a burden. You suffer in birth, you suffer in old age, you suffer in disease and death. So you're just shifting the burden from the shoulder to the head. You think, oh, this feels so good, now I don't have this burden. But the burden is not removed. Because you're yoked to this body, which is nothing but suffering. Dukkalaya, Bhagavad Gita confirms. Full of suffering. How can you avoid the suffering? Maybe you can forget the suffering. You can take so much morphine or something that you forget that you're suffering. But what is the value of that? You're still not making a solution. The real solution has to be on the spiritual side. All the adjusting of material nature, they're taking credit for. Now we've cured this disease. But then another disease comes. Like there was no such thing as AIDS 25 years ago. But now they could eliminate one disease and another disease comes. So what is their success? What's the next disease that's coming? Is there something? Oh, there.
Some of the old ones are coming back.
Tuberculosis. They can't get a cure of it now because the bacteria become immune to the antibiotic. And in America, right? They have this for mosquito. What do they call it?
Dengue.
Yeah, they never had that before. But now, so
They're making advancement now. They have African disease.
Yeah. Goddess
is
coming.
So no matter how advanced they are, they're still, they can have a very fancy hospital, but still there's no real solution. What's the next point?
Actually, I have one in favor of Krishna consciousness. Once there was a...
Well, sometimes you take that side too.
Yeah. I think Sanatana Goswami visited one village, and there was like a very ugly looking, like vile, diseased woman with all kinds of boils. And everyone in that village was suffering from cholera. And Sanatana Goswami approached her, and she told him, you know, he said, "Who are you?" And she said that I am the personification of the cholera disease. And, you know, I'm causing all of this. So he said, "Get away from this village, go away." No, told her. And I don't know, she listened to him because she was, you know, such an elevated person. And to this day, nobody in that village gets cholera, and even if somebody goes to that village, they get cured if they have cholera. Yeah.
So that goes wrong with us?
I think it was wrong with us.
Yeah.
So then that means that they're, whatever they can do, it can be done in a, like an instant, just like this purification in the Ganga. Even the material problems.
But generally Prabhupada wasn't involved with that. He did say, we were not interested in miracles. The miracle is that we get people to give up sinful life. Isn't that mentioned here? The vice of the age of Kaukoro. Who is their desire to deliver? The problem is the people don't want to be delivered. They think the vices are nice. So that's called avidya, or ignorance. You tell the drunkard, though, this is a, you know, think, wow, what do you mean? Or the woman hunter. This is your, this is actually just degrading, making you suffer. And but they'll never agree. Therefore, the sadhu, that's where we see, we mentioned previously, right, that the devotee is the most exalted, even more than the Ganga. Ganga is nothing but Krishna. But how is a devotee more than Krishna? Because he's aggressively canvassing on behalf of the Lord. Nobody invited Prabhupada to come. The Ganga is not coming to America, but Prabhupada came to America to give mercy, not only to America, but to the whole world. So therefore, we say the devotee is even more high because he's canvassing on behalf of the Lord. So we can also become very dear to the Lord if we take up this mission of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and extend ourselves to preach, just like a nice Polish couple have come. They're preaching the words of Lord Chaitanya. They were living very comfortably in Poland, but they wanted to give mercy to these fallen Americans.
I have another one, like previously people were just living in the jungle, now we have got nice beaches, so many nice arrangements for moving here and there.
Moving here and there, and every advantage is a disadvantage. You're moving here and there, and there's an auto accident. So many. The man who came this night had some business. He was showing me his scar on the back of his head. He said, "I don't know what I woke up, I was in the hospital." I was in the hospital. I didn't even know how it happened. I skidded on the road or something. So there's a big advantage. If they didn't have that problem when they had bullocks, it was no big collision on just day four with so many people going to the hospital. So you can say, okay, there's some advantage. We can take advantage of that, you know, in the missionary work. But at the same time, we don't think that that's going to be any kind of solution. You can go faster here and there. Every advantage is disadvantage. Now we have, there's so many cars, every air is polluted. Like in India especially, I sent to you. It's so bad. And even if you're rich, you can't get away from it. I remember being in Delhi and experiencing the same thing. that in this one neighborhood, it was a high class neighborhood, but still the air was bad. And the children of the rich people were becoming sick. All their money couldn't save their children from becoming sick because the air was polluted. There was the factories and all. No, we don't accept that this Kali Yuga is more than this. People were more satisfied, peaceful, happy in their family and so on. Now there's so much divorce. Women and children are abused. How is it that does it make advancement? What is the real advancement? Can you say what is it? Can you answer?
Advanced in art and culture, buildings, technology,
even the so-called advancements we are making is only as a solution to previous problems. We have been using petroleum for so long. Now we don't. We know that it's going to get over. So we are looking for other things: solar cell, this cell, that cell. So it's like a solution to the previous problem, and every solution brings another problem. That's what we are doing.
Yeah, and they're called art and culture. What is it? Simply glorifying sex life. Where do we see? Here we see art and culture is meant to glorify the Lord. That was beneficial to the people. But this culture now, they glorify youth or sex life. I don't see any real culture there. Romeo and Juliet, they glorify that. Lust. Okay, we'll stop here. Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. So we did two verses, huh?
I have one question from the for the deliver out of the material world, the fallen souls whom the Lord wants to return home back to God.
Say it again.
For the deliver out of the material world, the fallen souls whom the Lord wants to return home back to God.
So the Lord wants to return everybody back to God.
That's it. Whom the Lord wants to return home back to God.
But there's another verse.
So what's the question?
The question is, doesn't God want everyone to go back to home back to God?
Yeah, but everyone who wants to. Isn't that the verse mentions? Who are those who are? Some people are don't want to be delivered. So what's the Lord? Are you ready?
Another verse,
by the way,
says one of the best speeches of this message to the pure devotees.
That's all right.
Yes.